In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A former parishioner of mine is a professional photographer, and she gave me a photo of the altar at the church we both used to serve as a parting gift. And it's in my office at home. It shows our altar lit up with 100, maybe 120 candles. It is a quiet image of peace and love. And when I look at it, I feel the presence of God. The picture comes from Compline, the final prayers of the day. This fall, we will resume our once-a-month Compline service here at Trinity. And I think it's a similar kind of feeling of the peace and the presence of God. The caption in the photo that my parishioner gave me comes from this ancient liturgy. It says it right there on the photo. It says, "Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace." Compline is a time to let go. We bring the day to a close by examining our conscience, preparing for our death, confessing our sins, and handing everything over to God. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping. These words are appointed to be said or sung with the Song of Simeon, a canticle taken from the second chapter of Luke that's been part of the nighttime prayers of the church for centuries. In that story, Simeon is a wise old prophet. He's been in the temple praying night and day, waiting for God's Messiah to come. Simeon is one of the people known as Anawim, the so-called poor of the land. They are the little ones who have God alone for their helper. Many of them flocked to the penitential movement of John the Baptist and then became followers of Jesus. Jesus himself and his mother and foster father may have been Anawim. And some of the prophets in the Old Testament are also described that way. As Luke tells the story, there's also an old woman in the temple. She is named Anna, and she is also a prophet. When Mary and Joseph arrive, they are bringing the baby Jesus into the temple to present him to the Lord and offer the appointed sacrifice. They offer two turtle doves, the sacrifice of the poor. Those who can afford it are supposed to bring a lamb. Simeon sees them there and realizes what's happening. And so he responds with the song we still use at Compline today. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Simeon and Anna have been waiting for a long, long time. They have been longing for the coming of Christ. Now they can rest in peace because Jesus is here. Jesus is the presence of God on this earth. His perfect love casts out all fear. At Compline, we remind ourselves of his victory as we give up control. Close our eyes and go to sleep. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is the one who's asleep. He's sleeping at the back of the boat while the disciples are struggling with a storm. The boat is an ancient symbol of the church. We still call the building where we worship a nave. It comes from the same word where we get words like navy and nautical from. And so in the gospel, we see the gathered church terrified by the wind and sea. but Jesus resting, undisturbed and unafraid. It's really, really irritating. And the disciples do what we might do. They wake Jesus up. Their words to him are filled with accusation. "Teacher, don't you care that we're perishing?" they say. Like Israel and Egypt, they are not afraid to complain to their God and ask for help. Jesus hears us cry out, but he never shares our anxiety. He knows what it means to be afraid. He knows the terrors of this life far better than we do, but he also knows the power of God. And so he wakes up and rebukes the wind. He says to the sea, "Peace, be still," and it obeys him. The winds stop, and there's a dead calm. Some of us may struggle with the miraculous dimension of the story, but what's most important about it is what it tells us about our Lord. Jesus is God with us. He joins us in our struggle and sets us free. In his presence, we don't ever have to be afraid. He's got it all taken care of. That's what the gospel's telling us about him. Jesus in the story is our creator and redeemer. He is the God of Genesis who separates light from darkness and the dry land from the watery chaos. In the words that are in the book of Job, God is the one who sets limits to the waters of flood. He is also the God of the Exodus who leads us safely over Jordan. In his presence, we never have to be afraid. He is the Lord of wind and sea. He is the Lord of life and death. He knows our fears. He knows every single part of being human. He knows the terrors of living in the flesh. We see it in the Garden of Gethsemane. We see it up on the cross. Jesus knows it all, and yet he does not give in to our fears. And he is our very best friend, the one who will never let us down. He is the friend of sinners. He's a friend to all who need God's help. He's a friend to those of us who struggle with mental illness or addiction. He's a friend to those of us who hunger for our daily bread. He is said to be the friend of widows and orphans and other vulnerable people. He is always with us on our side. And so Jesus can sleep through the storm, but it's not because he doesn't care. It's because he knows God is good and that God is mighty to save. That reminds me of one of the most powerful prayers in the whole prayer book. It's the final collect in the proper liturgy of Good Friday. It's also appointed for ordinations, and it goes like this. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Even now, God has a plan. He has a plan for each one of us. He has a plan for his whole world. And he knows that his victory is certain. In Jesus, God has already won, and he is alive, and is bringing all things to their perfection. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Amen.